AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. Guys, we're still here. We're doing it. Freaking hanging on, getting a little bit weirder, but you know what? I had a reason to attempt to contour my face today, and when I say it's glamour day at Will You Accept This Rose, I am not exaggerating. Where to start? Where to start with my guests? I'm going to start out with a gal. This is her third time with us, and we just adore her. She is a freaking national treasure. She is a beloved member of the Bachelor franchise. She's so beautiful and like funny and delightful, but I think you all know her from Bachelor. You all know her from Bachelor in Paradise. You know her from Bachelor Winter Games. She hosts a podcast that I like to say is like the Harvard of the Bachelor podcast, and we're like the junior community college of the Bachelor. It's called Almost Famous with the adorable Ben Higgins as her co-host, who we just love. I saw that on her Instagram recently that she is doing a thing with Amazon where she's like doing some picks, and I'm like, whoa, what is she picking? She had a cute $30 sweater on that I wanted. We just adore her, and she's married to one of the guys that we had on our last season, who you all know and love, Mr. Jared. Ladies and gentlemen, Ashley Iaconetti.
That was such a sweet intro. Thank you. I mean, you did your makeup today for me, and I did not do mine for you. And now I feel bad about it. I'm just like a zit face over here.
No, you don't need – that's the thing about you is, like, you're a stunner, and you don't need to.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very sweet. My parents would tell you otherwise. They're the worst. They're like, why'd you go put some foundation on? I can't believe you FaceTimed with Lance today and you didn't wear makeup.
My mom was always trying to get me to add rouge. And I'm like, who uses the word rouge? Like, when I picture add rouge, I just picture like almost like a football player of like the blacks of underneath, but like a maroon stripe. Yes. Like,
into your hairline for sure.
I mean, honestly, look. We guys get it too from our moms. My mom has been telling me to put highlights on my hair since I was 16 years old.
She's that like, was your mom's idea?
Oh, yeah. She's like, you're too fair to have dark hair. You're too fair.
Always. That's like, I mean, I feel like with moms that had like blonde children, they have to understand that like blonde kids grow up to have brunette half the time. Okay.
Yeah. So,
like,
yeah.
Lance has brown hair now. He's not a blondie.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
How dare you? Yeah, the secret. Well, if you guys are like, wait a minute, I'm living under a rock. I can't figure out who that voice is. Let me just give you a little intro of the two gentlemen right now.
Oh yeah, we have been introduced.
He is a founding member of NSYNC. Let's just start out with that. But he's perhaps best known as the part of Brazen Moorhead on the finale episode of Insatiable. The classic Brazen Moorhead. He also is developing. He used to host a podcast called the Daily Popcast, which I know is no longer, right? Is that correct?
But correct.
But he's trained to go to space, and he's developing a movie, which I cannot wait to watch, which is such a great idea. It's the NSYNC movie about two fans who won all this money on Price is Right and then spent their money, their winnings, going on tour following NSYNC, which is a real story. And Rachel Bloom is writing it. I'm like dying. Ladies and gentlemen, our second guest, Lance Bass.
Well, hello.
Hello. Oh, most importantly, we were supposed to do Amazing Race this year.
Oh my gosh. I remember you guys talking about this a year ago. I cannot believe it's been a year. I'm mind boggled. As weird as this year and sad and horrible as it has been in ways, did it not go by incredibly fast?
It started slow, but ended real fast. Yeah.
Yes. It's weird. Like, you guys were like I feel like this was like a year ago. We were in this garage talking about Team Razzle Dazzle and me having to wear a diaper around the world.
Yeah.
Even just to come in eighth. Also with us today. When I say this is a sexy power couple, watch out, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Excuse me.
Who are they?
Who? I'm not familiar with them. He is a painter of the most amazing paintings that you can buy. You can also buy scarves with him.
That's right.
On them. Ladies and gentlemen, he and Lance Bass have fallen in love, and they're married. Michael Turchin, you can go to michaelturchinart.com to get yourself some artwork. Welcome to the podcast, Michael.
Woo-hoo! Yay, Michael.
Were you guys secretly relieved we didn't have to do Amazing Race? Like, were you kind of happy that the pandemic happened so we didn't have to go jump, eat things?
No, I was totally disappointed because, I mean, that's the one show that I would actually do. And I think I would be kind of good at it.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do it. And it was just like the perfect timing, too, because if the pandemic didn't happen, it was like my only couple of months that I could really have done it. So it was the perfect timing.
I blocked it out and I still jog, and I bought a weight thing to jog with for training that I'm going to have to pull back out because I've atrophied everything. But I'm going to trust it. So is everybody else. Also with us today, our producers, Katie Levine and Dr. Anna Tana Banana. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Let's get into it. What an episode. Overall, how are we feeling about Matt James? Ashley, I know that Jared loves Matt James. Does he still love Matt James?
Yes. I mean, we're obsessed with him. That guy, like, everything he says is perfect. And it's not like he's like trying to say the perfect thing. He just naturally feels the perfect thing.
He's a legitimately incredibly handsome man who also appears to be like an incredibly nice person.
Yeah, we had him on our podcast today and I was like, you have like all the qualifications to be a total player if you want to be.
Yes.
But you seem to not have a player bone in your body.
That makes me in person it felt like that, even on Zoom, like that.
Oh, I met him when I met him on the episode that I was on.
Yeah.
I legit like got like emotional describing how wonderful he was after the fact because I had like my doubts. Because like, you know, all we saw was him like kind of like being a frat boy in that quarantine crew house.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't know this guy, and all I have to base my opinion on is these Instagrams and TikToks. And then when I met him, I was like, oh my God, he's everything we've ever wanted in a bachelor.
I have to say, final question for you, Miss Ashley. How was it being the voice of Chris Harrison Erotica?
Horrendous. I can't believe that I had to watch that back. That my family had to watch it back. They were like, Ashley, it wasn't that bad. Everybody would have been awkward. I'm like, I don't know. I never cringed so hard.
By the way, myself. You did great. I couldn't believe how free all the young ladies were. Were they really as racy as it they bleeped out to be? Was it as like people? Oh, yeah, it was worse.
Oh, you don't know. It was so much worse. Throughout the entire thing, I was like, I cannot believe. Like, they can't. They're not going to air anything. They're not going to be able to air any of this. And then we see with the bloop. The bloopers.
Yeah.
They truly weren't able to really air anything. But like, you guys don't even know what Victoria was saying. I don't think I can even say it. I haven't said it on any of my podcasts and stuff because like they bleeped it out for a reason. So I don't know.
We can cut it out. Let's cut it out right here. Just give us one thing. Okay. We won't air it. And we're back. I can just say for our listeners out there, it was really racy. I'm impressed that all these young ladies can be that articulate and free and in touch with like, yeah, this is what I want and this is what I'm going to do. And I just think, wow, I don't have that in me.
I was actually super impressed by the way that they were able to write, like, because a lot of them like had pretty cohesive, well-written stories and they did it in about an hour. Wow. And a little tidbit that I will be able to say on camera, on mic, is that Katie like legit dry humped Matt and you didn't see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. This is fascinating. All right. Michael and Lance, I'll start with Lance. How are you feeling about, is your household in unison about your feelings for Matt James? Are you a divided household?
We're in unison, I think. I thought I was going to grow to love him even more and more every episode, but it's not happening for me. I think he's a great bachelor, very good looking, but the more episodes go on, the more like, I don't know. It's like, you know what? It's the opening eyes and kissing thing. I think that did it. I think that's it. Cause then I get like a creepy vibe now. And then I just see a dopey thing now. So it's like, that's, I think, what really messed it up for me.
Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily, I mean, that's weird, but the thing is he's too nice and normal that like every episode, it's like the same thing. He says the same thing over and over again to every woman. And I'm like, I don't know which ones he actually really likes. Cause he literally says the same thing to every woman. And he's just too nice.
He does seem to be falling for a lot. And I know that I have bad taste and I fear that I need a little bit dirtier. Ashley, I saw your hand up.
Yeah,
I heard that he posted something like on TikTok or Instagram or something where he actually compared his kissing with his eyes open to Justin Timberlake kissing with his eyes a little bit open. Do you feel like Justin kisses like that?
Yes,
if he does, it's horrible. They're in the same boat.
You know what? Anna was the one that first noticed the kissing with the eyes open on our podcast, and I didn't notice it until last week. Anna, do you feel that his eyes were open last night?
I've stopped kind of watching when he's kissing because I feel like I'm really judgmental of how he kisses. And I was like, last night made an effort to be like, I'm not going to judge his kissing anymore. Everyone's on their own kissing adventure. Like, but it also feels like I kind of glimpsed when he was kissing. Kit, where he's just like, it's like pet.
I feel like he has chemistry with Michelle, who we had the date with last week. Like, he and Michelle actually have like kind of a sultry, that's the only kind of hot. But he and Kit, it was like two guppies coming together. And I'm not saying that I'm not a guppy. Katie Levine, you're leaning forward. I know you have an opinion about the kissing. Get it.
I was going to say, did he have his eyes open when he was just like eating Piper's face? Because that was a different kiss. That was like different than anything we've seen. And I was so just like taken aback by it that I didn't notice if he had his eyes open.
That's what I thought Anna was referring to, because that was like the fieriest kiss I've seen throughout this entire season. And all he like so badly wanted to escape the other women and just have like which he thought was going to be a private moment during that interview.
And the eyes were definitely open.
They were.
Were they open? They were. So he's the opposite of eyes. He should do Eyes Wide Open. The sequel to Eyes Wide Shut. Wait a minute.
So he's not wide open.
Wait, they were open. They were open when he was kissing Piper, and who we never have seen him really speak to before. That was like, where did she come from? All right, here we go. We're starting at the beginning, and they're all walking, and we're in the fall in Pennsylvania, and we see Victoria's walking with Kit, and she's like, I love the OJs. Our house was so great, until the new people came here, and it's like, girls, I just can't even with here. I don't even know. Like, yeah, it's been really hard. I'm like, what? You're having a hard time? Have we even started the hazing process? And then they're like, oh, this is a new girl. Be cool. So then they walk past some new girls. We're like, it's really having a hard time. And then they're like, ew, they are so annoying. I just can't stand her. She's disgusting. So that's our intro to the episode. That's sort of our little overture. Michael, I see you having a reaction to that. What did you think of that walk and talk with Victoria and Kit?
I think she needs to get some makeup tips from Ashley as well, because she always looks like she's just like ran through the street for 2 hours and like she's like sweaty and there's no makeup on her face at all. And I'm always like, what are you doing at this house?
Yeah, she constantly looks like she just left the club at 3 a.m.
Yes.
Well, we had an
personality.
We had Katie spot in like week 2, and then we had an ophthalmologist listener actually confirm that 1 week where it was extra bad, that she actually had like an infected sty in one of her eyes, which was bad. But
Yes, because we were commenting. We're like, what's wrong with their face?
It's the first time we've had a villain that's not super sexy. Because, you know, we've had a Corinne. We've had a Crystal. Usually the guys, like the extra power of the villain is that when they're around the guys, like, oh, hello, like sexy baby. You know, and the girls are like, fuck her. She's different on us. And they're like, she just needs to be protected. She's like, oops, I brought my whipped cream. This one is just like... just rules the roost with her crown and her sty.
Crazy.
Ashley, talk to us.
I feel like that is why I keep getting asked this season more than any other. Do the producers make them keep the villain for a couple weeks? Because usually there's like a reason that you could see the guy wanting to keep the girl around. And I'm not talking about like her not being always put together, but just like normally there's something very alluring about the villain.
That's what gives them extra power. That's what even and it reverses.
Yes, there's
even on like The Bachelorette, that was true with Luke and Hannah B. She was attracted to him, you know, so like that it's like in either gender, it's not just male to female or female to male. It's like usually the bad person in the house, regardless of gender, is also makes the lead super horny. Like the lead wants to get to
always. Him.
Always. They want to get to Fantasy Suites. They want to put on blinders through Fantasy Suites and then cut them before the end.
Yeah, and then dump them.
And then dump them. But they're not – they want to – they have the chemical power. And that's why this has been unusual. So they're walking and so they're like, oh, you know, they're talking to like, well, something's been brought to Matt's attention because we all know the truth. And so Brittany goes and she talks to Matt. And she's super upset. She's like, it's been a really hard week, you know. And meanwhile, Anna and MK or MJ, our sweet little MJ has become a villain. She's gone to the dark side. She's like, Anna's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah, okay, I wasn't my best self, like multiple times. But still, like, I don't give a fuck. And like, and then MJ's like, yeah, you did the right thing. Like, you had to tell everybody. So, Katie, how are we all feeling about Katie, who's being like the moral compass of the house, but like doesn't stop? Michael, yes. I see you nodding your head. What is your feeling about who I never thought the gal that came in aggressively with the dildo was going to be the one that was going to be like the moral.
I know. What she literally like has thrown me through a loop. You know, I respect that, you know, she's what she's doing. Like she's standing up for the underdog, but it seems like that's the only thing she does. Like, you need to focus on yourself and him. Like, he's not going to want to, like, you're just like a little tattletale. I mean, it's good that you're tattling because they're biatches, but like, what else are you doing on the show?
It feels like in general, on any season, if you're the person that becomes the I got your back, like, you're immediately friend zoning yourself. If you're the sort of little, like, the tattle, I mean, Ashley, you know the ins and the outs. Can you think of anybody that even made it to Fantasy Suites that was the house tattle?
No, not at all. She definitely comes across better than your average tattletale.
Yeah.
I think she means well, and she's not, like, trying to get ahead by doing it.
Yeah.
I think that she might cross the line if she does it again. And it looks like she might do that again next week because Serena C ends up calling her the arson in the scenes from the next episode. And I'm like, if you do it again, maybe you are the arson.
Yeah, a little bit.
I agree with you because, you know, this was a really mean group of ladies to the new people unnecessarily. Like, they came in and they were like, okay, we get it. You've been there for four more days. Like, all right. At this point, you can be weird the first night. Like, but now you got to just get over it. Like, this is the name of the game. And and they have been really mean. And I do respect that she called them out. But I agree with you. If she continues doing it, it's like.
Yeah. Okay. I think the difference is this is the first time that the tattletale has been so stoic with her personality.
Totally. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not been about her. She's just been speaking up for other people. It's not even like anyone's saying anything to her, but she's just speaking up for them.
Well, my favorite Katie moment so far was when she sat with Victoria alone and Victoria was like, can I have an apology for that? And she's like, I will not give you an apology. It was an amazing scene. That was the Katie that got us all reeled in.
Yes, I respect how there was one side of Victoria when Victoria wasn't at a 15, when Victoria was like at a 3, there were times when I did it because I'm such a people pleaser that to witness somebody going, you know, you said you didn't relate to me, like, that is correct. I don't relate to you. Like, there was something about her shutting things down and like when she wasn't so extra that was like, wow, I don't have any of that wiring. But her meanness just was awful to watch. Awful.
Yeah. Well, she's okay. The loser.
So here comes Matt, and Matt comes in, and Matt really is a decent guy. He walks in and he goes, I was told last night. Now, I'm sure the producers made him add this little, like, what do you mean who told you? You know, like, somebody came and told me last night that it's a toxic environment. It's a culture of bullying and there's rumors floating around. And somebody told me that if you have to belittle someone else that you can shine, those are not the qualities I'm looking for in my wife. And Anna's like, wow. And he's like, Brittany, can I talk to you for a second? And then you just see. But I felt for – I didn't feel for Anna because she deserved to get called out because what she did was awful. I'm looking at her hairdo and her – like her I Dream a Genie ponytail, but with the front slicked down, and I think I would so make that error. I felt for her hair error. Ashley, did you have any hairstyles you regretted when you were in the house?
No, not hairstyles, I don't think.
That's good.
Yeah.
Lance, what would you wear the first night if you were getting out of the limo?
Oh, I'd have to do some kind of really stupid astronaut joke.
For sure. Super space suit, for sure.
You'd have to wear like a
I'd come in my little slowly walking out, like in 0G. Yeah.
Ashley, what did
like,
you
girl,
wear?
Girl, you're out of this world.
Ashley, what was your first night outfit? And did you have a gimmick?
I was obsessed with my dress. No, I let my dress speak for itself. I was a classy lady. I was the coolest I ever was on the show with my exit, and it was all downhill from there.
What did your dress look
no
like?
No gimmick. Oh, I had no gimmick, but my dress was – it was mermaid style, which I'm not a fan of for weddings, but really a fan of for cocktail hours. So it was just really bodycon until the bottom, and it was black and nude and lacy.
I got to look it up. I always say that I know I would panic and make an error, and I know I would go like hot pink, and then I know I would do like a mullet thing where I'd be like, I want to show off my legs, but I also want it to be formal. I know I would have like really short in the front, really long in the back, and like some stupidly bright color, and it would be so dated within like 3 days. So then Anna is now talking. She's like, I said something completely out of my character. She's panicking while Brittany and Matt go talk. She's like, I said something completely out of my character. So Brittany goes to him. She's like, Anna came up to me to apologize, and she told everyone that I was an escort. And my mom watches the show, and I didn't sign up to be bullied. And then Matt, which is, I mean, like, that's a really – we said this last week. Like, that's a really terrible thing to say on primetime ABC. And we were also saying last week,
yes,
even if she was an escort, who cares? Like, that's not your – like, there's nothing wrong with that. And, like, it's not your place to spread that. Like regard – like, and it's extra bad if it's not true. Like, all of that is – this is – regardless, none of this information is yours to tell. Mm-hmm. And – Matt was so elegant. Yeah. He said, I am so sorry. I have to create a comfortable environment, and I want to be able to share these burdens with you. He says stuff like – he is consistently elegant.
I know.
Ashley,
Did you love this conversation?
Yes, I love this conversation because he was like, you're not a bad person. We all have made mistakes like this. I have, and it sucks for a while, and then you learn from them. He was able to be like warm and have grace.
Yes.
And still be able to dump her.
Yes. Yes. When he was talking to Anna. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. He was definitely clear. He wasn't like, I don't like you. It's just like, this is going to be a learning lesson for you and you are going to go home, but it was fine. And I like the fact that she like took complete blame for everything. Like,
yes.
She knew that she made the mistake. She wasn't trying to point fingers, which is completely the opposite of Victoria's elimination, yes, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, he did say, like, I have a responsibility to all the women in my house and myself to not let this be okay. And she did. She took the hit. Lance, what did you think of that exit, with Anna's exit?
I mean, to me, it was as class as you could get.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I knew from day one that he was just not into her. So that was very easy for him to be like, all right, this is a lesson learned. We'll see
you
later.
Not a lot of blonde left.
So he was.
It seems like Kit's the only blonde left. Is that right?
Hmm.
Yeah, he's not.
Well, there's MJ.
So I guess I shouldn't. MJ.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. So then, let's see. Then all the girls are running around. Anybody who's been mean is manically running around and apologizing at the cocktail party. So yes. Kit goes up to somebody and she goes, I apologize if I haven't been more open. Like everybody's apologizing. Victoria says, I'm sorry that I took your crown. I was just being silly, not malicious. And then Victoria said to Brittany, I don't think you were treated fairly. Like it was just the manic. Somebody gets canceled and they go on Instagram Live and they just sort of like person to person. Did you enjoy, Michael, watching the manic apology tour of the cocktail party?
Oh my God. It was hilarious. But especially all of them were like, oh, we're just having fun with our girlfriends. Oh, we're just jokey. We love each other. Girl power. And I'm like, what? Wait, what are you saying? Like, they're not 3-year-olds. They're aware of what you said.
Yeah. I'm going to give him his Matt James, the best line of the night was when Ryan, the dancer, goes and talks to him. And she's like, yes. Look, when I met Victoria and I told her I was a dancer, to my face, she called me a hoe. And and she was upset. She was like, you know, when that's a hard word to hear. And the only reason to say that is to be really toxic to somebody. And then meanwhile, Victoria is going around going, I'm always playful. I'm never malicious. And then she's talking to all the girls and she's like, you know, it really pissed me off. Like, fuck off. It was going amazing. I literally am like the only woman for him. And then he pulls her aside and he's like, Ryan said that you called her a hoe. She's like, yeah, but that was taken out of context. And he's like, in what context?
That was like the ultimate, like she heard that on TV somewhere. Yes. And what was that line?
Dude, I mean, I still love, well, she, I love that she stole $250 of cosmetics from a Publix in Tallahassee. Let's just,
yes,
that. Let's just keep that going. By the way, that's my girl. That's a lot of makeup. And then she's like, so in what context? Is like, well, I mean, he just, to me, that was, he kept his cool. And he said, in what context? And then the producers, and then he also dropped when Katie told me last night. So you could see her be like, it's fucking Katie. Like I was waiting for the Katie Victoria. Lance, how much did you enjoy the whole conversation with Matt James?
I mean, I thought it was great. I mean, the thing with him is I think he is always just really scared. Like half the time I thought it
in
was
the best way. That's why
that
I love
he was
him.
Just a boring person, but I think it's because he's just so fucking scared of being on that show. And like it's coming across as just like
I think you're right. That's even right.
But he's like he's almost gonna throw up every scene. He's like
You're right. He's never been on TV before. He's the first Black Bachelor. Like, the world was not nice to Rachel. Let's be real. Like, he's never been through the system. Just like in general, he's never been put through the machine. And now he's so handsome that these women legitimately want to win him. And and it's a pandemic. Like, we've all been isolated except for him because he's been in his hot bubble of workouts. But still, Ashley, do you find him Do you enjoy his terror?
Oh, yeah. That's what I love about him. That's why one of the reasons I find him so endearing is because I truly think he doesn't think that he's on an elevated playing field than the girls, which is nice. Because even if you go back to that conversation he had with Sarah, he was like, I want to know what I can do to prove to you that I'm worthy of your heart. Like, he really, this is like equal for him. This is not like the girls trying to win him. It's a two-way street.
Well, I enjoyed it. So Victoria bursts into tears and she leaves. And boy, do we get a lot of tweets. So many amazing tweets about her ill-fitting bra. So she storms off, and we'll get to her bra in a second. She storms off in tears. And she goes, am I missing something here? I make the house toxic? That is completely fucked. That's fucking crazy. And I know that there's no truth to that. Fuck you, Katie. Katie's not here for him. Fucking loser. And then she's in the ladies' room and she's crying outside. And she's like, Ryan, she's the shadiest bitch. Literally, there is no one here besides me. I am literally the best option for him. I am the only one with a working fucking something in this room. And she's like hyperventilating. And she's like, this is actually like, I'm the most hardworking, honest, generous, kind-hearted, fun, loyal. I am like the most loyal. I am not fake.
Is this an actual quote still?
Yes.
I write this out. I don't even think of this. This is all her. I honestly feel so sorry for you that you would listen to hearsay and not all the facts in a situation. So goodbye, Max.
She's truly delusional. Like, we reserve that word. You know, we don't throw that around.
No.
She's delusional.
He is not my king. Truly. I am still a queen. Matt is a jester. The fact that he chose Katie's a fucking joke over me. Yeah, Matt. I feel sorry for you. I am never going to date a Matt again. That hurt my handwriting it out. Can I just say?
And she's literally going to die.
I'm literally going to die. All right. Did you enjoy watching that rant, Lance Bass?
Oh, of course. I mean, psychotic's always good for a television show. With her, and this is me always feeling bad for every single person, but when I see characters like that, I tell myself, there's no way this is real. This was completely set up by producers. It's an actor that's just really trying to get in there, like make the storyline go. And it just makes me feel better about myself when
I don't think she's a waboom though. I think the mugshot from the Tallahassee Publix.
True, yeah.
I think when we see the Tallahassee Publix and there's like old Instagram shots of her being like the bow down to the queen, I think this narrative has been a lifetime in the making.
Oh, yeah,
and I just want to know, like, how do you become that way? Like, I want to see your family situation. I want to see your friends.
She's like the New York, the Tiffany Pollard of her season. Like, she is New York. Like, it's this delusional, grandiose narcissism, which I think she was just born with.
I know. She's from the Valley, right? Is she from Calabasas? Is that right, Anna?
Oh, I think something like that.
I believe she's from Fort Lauderdale.
Right?
I guess if it was public.
She lives in LA now.
Yeah.
I will say, speaking of New York, somebody tweeted at us last night that they hope the upcoming senior edition of The Bachelor includes Real Housewives of New York, Sonia Morgan, as a character. That would be an amazing contestant.
She needs to be the new Bachelorette.
She would be incredible. She would be amazing. Okay, let's talk about the bra because it really struck a chord with our listeners. I was so busy writing it out that I was had the more the audio like that I didn't. So I had to go back and rewatch when I got like 40 tweets about her bra. So it was she was sort of popping out in the front, and then when you round the back, there's like. Now, I say this as I'm a gal I was flat-chested and then my boobs exploded in a way that was real and heavy and requiring, like, rigs and pulleys. Like, I've never been able – since I was in, like, ninth grade, I've never been able to go, like, just free and, like, in a little silk dress. Like, that's just not my – so I understand having to need support. But there's a thing like Topstick and like you want to get the right undergarment or just don't pick that kind of dress.
Yeah.
Ashley, you're a gal. What did you think of the – what do you make of the bra situation?
Well, when she first exposed her bra, I think episode two, mm-hmm. That's when I really started considering her being an actress. Because right. You can be an over-the-top narcissist and still know the social norms to wearing pasties or a strapless.
Right. But if she was an actress, wouldn't she know the right undergarment?
No, see, I think because, like, if she was an actress, then, like, they would have suggested her to wear something very silly.
So let me ask you this. Do you guys think she's real or fake?
Now I think she's real. I don't know where, like, I can't pinpoint, like, the proof of her being real to me.
I feel like it's public Tallahassee to me. The mugshot.
Yeah, It could be that.
Anna, do you think she's real?
I think she's a real human being in this. Now more than ever, after 4 years of Trump, she's definitely a real human being that exists.
For sure.
I do want to say there was one moment when she, after she got rejected by Matt, and she walks up to him and tells him he didn't believe the facts or whatever. When he's just staring down at her, there is a second that it looks like he thinks he might have to fight Victoria. Like, she's so aggressive in that moment. Like, you can almost see it in his face where he's like, is she going to hit me? Like, it was so intense. And I, for a second, was like, is she going to attack Matt? Because she has that energy. I don't know. I don't trust her.
Well, it's weird. No. Like, at a rose ceremony, like, she gets called all these other. And by the way, this group of women is so stunning. The women that are exiting now are all like 11s out of 10, like 11 after 11. I'm like, we've never even seen you talk. And like, you're getting caught. Like, these are the best looking women. And like, this is really a major, people want Matt. And so they all graciously went and was like, oh, I hope you found what you're looking for. And then there's like the silence and there's the slow walk up. And it was just the opening line of, I honestly feel so, it's like, it was like she's watched too many Judge Judy's. Like, I honestly feel so sorry for you that you would listen to hearsay. Like, that opening.
See, she gets all her lines from TV, out of context, hearsay.
It also felt like she's like the wild card that would, like, no, you know what, Judge? I'm going to represent myself.
She would.
Yes, for sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if she walked up, like, with, like, a clicking sound, and they panned down. There's, like, a giant ankle monitor, like, on her ankle that she's, like, under house arrest. Just, like, an ankle monitor, like, Your Honor, I am so sorry for you that you would listen to hearsay, not all the facts about a situation. Why don't we take a break, and we'll come back. Bachelor Village!
In it for the money.
In it for the gram followers.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And here we're back. So we've lost Victoria, and she's also, as she's driving off, she goes, the whole house is going to feel like shit now that I'm gone. I brought so many people joy.
I'm never dating another Matt again, as long as I live ever. I hate that name now. I mean, that's a great exit.
It's so good.
She's obviously going to be on Paradise.
Oh, she better be on Paradise.
She's going to be in Paradise.
That's why they kept her so long. She's on Paradise, for sure.
So in comes Chris Harrison. It's raining. He's got his cute dad sweater on. He rolls in. He's like, things are changing dramatically this week. I couldn't figure out now after the fact what that means. I guess it's just that they were at the halfway mark. I don't know. But anyway, so Rachel got the one-on-one. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And a man in a black shirt and black pants and a white gloves comes in and goes, I'm looking for Miss Rachel.
I know, it's creepy.
It was so weird.
Can I please have your spleen? So then she went and got into this Rolls Royce, and they go and do like a Pretty Woman montage of like, I'm going to spoil you. And I noticed that she didn't have shoes. She kept complaining like, I could really use some shoes.
Yeah.
I could really use some shoes. And then out came this red dress. And he was like, that is hands down my favorite. And then he's like, but I think you could use – they put her in like a really clunky, ill-fitting black slide, kind of like half chunky half heel. And then they're like, this doesn't fit a princess. And then out came and then they were like, be sure you get the – it's like the Neil Lane shot of like the – it was like – so they got the red soles. And she was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, I've never had a shoe that cost more than $40. And then they had her walk back in Pretty Woman style with like, do you own the shop? Okay. Big mistake. Huge. Like, she walks in with like two blue bags, two red bags, two black bags. And she was like, oh my God, like in her red dress. And then in comes the man in his black shirt and white clothes, like, Miss Rachel, there's another present for you. Put on this ball gown and meet Matt and Jen. And all the girls start freaking the fuck out, like trying to be happy for her. This was psychological torture. Ashley, how would you have reacted if you were not Rachel, sitting there stuck in the Nemacolin estate watching this happen?
Do you remember I actually did react to this situation? I don't know. Did you watch my season?
I came on during my first introduction to you was in Paris.
So you missed it. Jade, my best friend from the Bachelor franchise, got the Cinderella date. It was in promotion for the live action Disney movie, Cinderella.
Yes.
And it was like all themed. And they even had fairy godmothers come into the Bachelor mansion and select this outfit for her. She had hair and makeup. And well, I was truly very jealous. I was like, this was supposed to be my date.
No, you
I'm the one who thinks I'm a Disney princess.
You're the Disney princess.
Yeah, I was like, didn't you see that on the second rose ceremony, I dressed up as Jasmine in the red outfit?
Yes.
I was like, okay, so I like really. But then like after I got over the initial hour of jealousy, I was like, okay, let's have fun with this. And me and one of the producers, who is like my like creative little sidekick, we did a little Cinderella at home. So
that's cute.
Yeah, like, I don't, I like ate corn on the cob. I was like pretending, like I put on my ball gown. I drank champagne. Like I had what at the moment was a very self-aware Cinderella moment.
Yes.
But the audience, or at least half the audience, did not pick up on the fact that it was satire. Yeah.
Right.
But that's what I would do in this case as well.
Lance and Michael, how would you feel? How would you feel if you were sitting, and how did you enjoy watching this date?
Oh, I would be pissed. I would just be jealous, of
Me
course.
Too.
You're stuck in a house for weeks with these like
in the woods.
Women who are just
you're like there's a
and
mall
then you
in
come back
shirt?
With all of those bags.
Yeah, it's like we're in the woods. I didn't even know we were doing a shopping excursion. Lance.
Yeah. I mean, because that has to be the best date, right? I mean, to be able to go on a shopping spree, it's way better than doing a fake dinner and having Toby Mac sing at you.
New country star, Toby Mac.
Yeah, I mean, like, give me some Louis Vuitton. Let's do
exactly.
It.
Oh my God, I was so happy to hear Tenille Arts. Okay, yes. That's one of these. That's one of the bands. Yeah.
We've always been like,
who? We're like, who? They're like, it's Tenille Arts. I love Tenille Arts. What? Okay, so you want to go on the shopping spree.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to go on the... So then Abigail... I feel badly for Abigail. Abigail is back at home, super disappointed. Let's be real. She got the first impression, Rose. And usually sometimes if somebody's the front runner, they'll edit it so we don't see them for a little while. But now it's been a long while. Like, he really had a nice connection with, like, at this point, usually halfway through, if you got the first impression, Rose, and let's just say she wins, usually by now there's some kind of something that at least put a little bit of gas in the tank again. Like, do you think Abigail's completely out of the running at this point? Ashley.
Yeah. Sure. It's weird. I don't think we've ever seen somebody who gets the first impression Rose and then doesn't turn into a prominent character, whether it's the villain, which happened before, whether it's like the top three. It's crazy that it's just not going to come with Abigail, especially since I think she garnered such a fan favorite following.
People loved her. Anna, do you think she's out of the running?
I really hope not. I think maybe – I hope not. I just hope not. I hope not.
Well, let's talk about the dinner.
I hope she gets far enough to become Bachelorette.
That's what we all want. She needs a little more of a storyline. She needs a little more
– I know.
I want her to be Bachelorette. Yeah. She needs a little more – we just need him to shine a light on her like one more time.
She's a little too shy.
She's so cute. So he's on his date with Rachel, and he's like, I remember you. He actually listens, or he has a good producer that reminds him of things. But he goes, you told me that you've never been in love. Why? Now, our listeners don't buy her story. I just want to say, and there's a lot of stuff online about our listeners don't buy, they don't buy her backstory that she was selling last night. So they said, she's like, well, it has a lot to do with me. Even today, I feel undeserving. I think you're out of my league. I don't have confidence in myself. And I've projected and I always push people away. And he goes, well, you're not pushing me away. You're pulling me in. When I'm around you, you don't have to try to get my attention. You got it. You've never been the loudest in the room or the first to say hello. And she goes, I have to be honest with you. The butterflies have not stopped. She goes, I know I'm in trouble. I know that, like, I just don't want all this to go away. And he's like, she goes, I am already. I think she's the first one to throw down with this. I am already completely falling in love with you. I want to walk out of here with you. I want to start my life with you. And Matt James, halfway through the season, does what before Ben nobody had done and like has gotten people in trouble. He throws down and he goes, maybe we're both crazy because Rachel, I am falling in love with you too. And I'm like, no, don't say it this early. Don't say that. He goes, it's scary to say. It feels good to say. I am falling in love with somebody. I could see getting down on one knee and then up comes a horse-drawn carriage. And I just thought, man, but I thought that last week with Michelle. Rachel is a front runner. I mean, look, it was a nice.
Yeah, I mean, Rachel is Michael's favorite.
She was my first pick.
Rachel's
first
my favorite, too.
She is. Yes. I mean, she's so foxy.
Yeah, she's so foxy. Yeah.
You think
and she's normal.
She's normal.
She's like she's uber normal. Sure. She doesn't have a crazy factor to her, which I feel like Matt needs somebody who's not crazy because it would overwhelm him and he'll just cry or something. So I think they're good.
Leaving my date. The one that I hosted, the erotica date. Rachel was the only girl whose name like I really remembered and told people about afterward.
Interesting.
Couple reasons why the chemistry between her and Matt was incomparable to the other girls. Just the way that he looked at her was like totally different.
Yes.
At the end of it, he was like, who are you thinking? And I'm like, Rachel. Rachel is your girl. And then Rachel's also the only girl. And I mean, call me being a sucker for maybe being stuck up to, but she was the only one that came up to me and like personally introduced herself and like had a off camera conversation with me.
That's interesting. All right.
Well, that says a lot.
Well, I wish them well, because I have to say they are very cute together. And I think that they do have cute, good chemistry, and he seems to really like her. And she, you know, like she's adorable.
So then they're having their group date. And so she got to go shopping, and the other gals are like, you ready to shovel some shit? Date. They threw some PA in some overalls, and they're like, well, they're out on the farm. It's a proper farm. It's farm work. And MJ, who our Jerry Trainer, like, that was his number one. He's very upset that she's now like – He doesn't want her narrative to go the way that it's going because he really likes MJ. But so she's like, I got to get front and center. And then she tries to milk a goat, which I couldn't milk a goat. I'll be honest with you. I would fail at milking a goat. And then she got afraid of the chickens and she got in there. And then he goes and he steals off with Piper. And that was a hot kiss. I know we mentioned it up top. Yeah. Did anybody remember them interacting before?
Like a little bit. They had like a moment, but they had like some alone time where they like smooched, but it was like brief. And then we never heard from her again until that moment.
He wanted to keep it going, which actually was like, I like seeing this side of Matt. Like, yeah, this feels real. This feels like good for. He looked so handsome on that date too, in his green pants and stuff. And then poor Michelle, who had this great date, the teacher from Minnesota. And she went in knowing it was going to be hard. I felt for her because they really did have this great date. And the Bachelor, even if you logically understand The Bachelor, I'm sure like understanding it and then putting it to practice, I know I wouldn't have an easy time. Like you just had this amazing date and then you see them making out. Like that's hard. She got teary. Ashley, did you have that experience?
Yeah, it's weird because we see The Bachelor making out everywhere that you'd think that the other girls are kind of watching him make out. But that's not the case. I remember the only time that it was kind of like on display for other girls to see, he was kissing Jade, and it may have been after that Cinderella date. And we were all like, it's not a good feeling.
No, it's not a good feeling. Lance, could you handle that? Could you handle seeing some guy like that you just had this great date with, then completely ignoring you, like making out with somebody else behind a stall?
Oh, yeah, I'm used to it. It's just par for the course.
Okay, so then Abigail, so then they're at the cocktail party. Chelsea looked so chic in her big white coat. I want more Chelsea time. I think Chelsea's adorable. They go outside and like they have a nice little chat where she's like saying how she's so awkward around boys. And he just reiterated, I'm so happy you're here. I'd like a little more Chelsea. He's got great women. Like there's a lot like – I think she's great. The woman that he went ATVing, Bree is great. Like,
yeah, Bree's been a little bit too forgotten right now, but I think she's going to still get far.
Me too. And then there was that other one that he had a nice date with that he went like a picnic, the charcuterie. He had a nice date.
I think Serena P.
Yes. He's a good date. I mean, he's a nice guy and he seems to like the women that are authentic. Like he seems to respond to authentic people. So Abigail's getting upset and she pulls him aside and she said, look, you know, I'm super excited about you. And this just broke my heart. She said, I'm worried that I'm going to disappoint you. My dad, you know, I know you're here for a wife and a family. And there's a strong possibility that my kids would be deaf. And my birth dad walked out on my mom and my sister and I right after my sister's ocular implant. And then he, you know, he was so gracious. He said, if I fully open up to somebody, are they going to do the same thing? He said, I can relate. I had a single mom. My dad left. And not only does it not make me upset, it's like makes it even more beautiful. I thought he handled it so well. I'd like more Abigail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like that. She's just a little too shy. I think that's why she's not popping so much on the show.
I know. And there's a lot of, I mean, like, there's a lot of great contenders. I wanted the woman from Ethiopia who she's still around, but like, I want to get to, she's the pharmacist. She's so cute.
She's gone next week, that's for sure. I don't say that to be mean, but like, we haven't heard her. She doesn't talk
at all.
No, it's crazy. And then he says, then Michelle pulls him aside and she said, it's hard. Like, I had feelings and I don't know if my heart can take it. And he said, I feel what you're feeling. And she's like, that's what I thought. And then she goes,
She goes, well, I was worried that I misjudged the connection. And he goes, I don't think you are. And they have good chemistry. They make out in a way with that the eyes actually feel closed a little bit. Lance, do you feel their chemistry?
Yeah, I do. I think there's something there. I'm definitely pulling for them. She's definitely one of my top picks for sure. I just don't know if she's going to pull them in as much as she should.
So then they're at the cocktail party and Matt pulls MJ aside and he was like, I have to be honest with you, MJ, we were at the house and I was shocked that your name came up actually as somebody that was antagonistic. And, she was like, that hurts. I lead by example. You can trust me, you know, Brittany, it just like, you can trust me. I lead by example. And then MJ goes, she struts back to the group and goes, so ladies, I like it. I was antagonistic. I also like, you know me, I'm soft, I'm sunny. Like, you know, like nothing that says I'm not a bully, like screaming at a group of people, you know, like don't call me antagonistic. I lead by example. And then Yesenia was like, well, that was actually me. I said it. You said varsity team and JV. That was – she goes, get my name out of your mouth. She's like – and then she kept going, I lead by example. And that rubs me the wrong way, how you made it uncomfortable. I feel like you're deceitful. And then they set up – why can't we have a proper two-on-one?
Oh, yeah. What's going on here? Second season in a row with this lame pre-cocktail party two-on-one.
I know.
Like Noah the nurse and Bennett, we had the gift. They didn't even – the only thing they had was like in unison. They wheel up their bags and they – in like Rockette precision put down their bag handles. And
that was so funny.
That was so corny.
It was so bad.
How many takes do you think it took?
Oh my God.
Honestly, it was probably so awkward for them. Like they were actually probably really fired up at each other that they probably just did it once.
MJ goes, you picked the wrong girl. Big hair, big hoops, big energy.
Yeah.
I felt
get your popcorn ready.
I'm not a good fighter. Are you guys good at fighting? Like would you do well opposite MJ? Michael, you're shaking your head.
Oh, he would.
I would. Oh, God. I would love to be a woman just to go on The Bachelorette. I mean, Bachelor, specifically the woman, because I would just, oh, God, I would love to just get in fights with these girls. And
you would? What would?
Yes.
How would you handle it? Like, what would you love about it? What would you do?
You know what? I thought Yesenia handed it actually really good. I love that she completely breaks the fourth wall. And she's like, when this comes out, you're going to see. And then looks straight into the camera like it's The Office and just smiles.
Also, she's Jim and Pam just staring into.
She's like. I was like, where did you even come from, Yesenia? This is the first time I've heard you speak the whole show.
Except for when she got into a fight with Victoria, who had to go sleep on the couch in her fur in the lobby.
Oh, yes.
She goes, I am gaslit. And then MJ goes, this is embarrassing. I am embarrassed to be here. You know what I stand for. I practice harmony. Peace. Yeah. I have never been more hurt in my life. And then she goes, you're here because of your actions, Yesenia. And Yesenia's like, actually, no. You did this.
Yeah.
And you started Team Varsity and Team JV. And she goes, Yesenia, you're done. You don't know me. And she goes, I don't know you. There's three of you. There's you at the house. There's you with Matt. And there's you when the cameras are rolling. I mean, you trained her well, Michael. Your grooming worked. And then
it was perfect.
She goes, yeah, I preach harmony. You're a liar. And then, Yesenia goes, well, you'll find out the truth when this airs. And so will he. Oh, that's a
so good.
Ashley, how did you feel about – who do you think won that verbal pre-fight game?
Yesenia definitely did. But I want to go back to your prior question.
Please.
MJ is the kind of girl that, like, she scares me through the TV. Like, I know that, like, I'm not in the room with her, but, like, I don't want to be near her. It's
everyone
kind of how Victoria
has that
was.
Friend. Like, everyone knows that girl in their life. And it's – for some reason – they always have big, blonde, curly hair for some reason, but they all
they have
the same
gorgeous
personality.
Hair.
Yes, yes.
She's not harmonious and, like, delicate as she tries
I practice
to say
peace
she
and
is.
Harmony. I practice peace and harmony. No, Ashley, did you have an enemy? Like, did you have somebody that you would, like, get into it with? And how did you keep your cool?
Well, some people will say that I did. I still don't think I was as articulate in the moment as I wish that I was. I had definitely chugged like half a bottle of champagne in pre celebration of something that I should not have been celebrating, because I had a 2-on-1.
Yeah.
So I like kind of represented the other girls against the villain of the house.
Yes.
And I put her in her place a little bit, but
good for you.
Yeah. I wish that I had just like been a little bit more eloquent. I think just Jacinia did great.
I just want to say, now again, I wish I'd seen your season, but I've seen like, I think you are, I just want to say you are the Cinderella. I know you're the Jasmine, but you are the Cinderella of the Bachelor franchise. I feel that we've all been rooting for you.
Thanks.
And I believe that you've been authentic and Jared's a great guy.
Thank you.
You really popped out of the hole. I mean, there's been a lot of seasons like the your destiny were, it worked.
Thank you. A lot of manifesting.
It's cool. I love that.
Thank you.
The only thing we haven't discussed is the date with Kit. We're going to take a break and we're going to talk about the date with Kit.
Bone zone.
Let's get in the bone zone, guys.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back. So here he is. He's at his house. He come over for dinner. Kit got all teary-eyed and excited. I loved his pink sneakers. He looked really cute in his little gray outfit and his pink sneakers. And he was like Zwiffering around, which is very cute. And she said that her happy place is in their kitchen with her mom. And she says that her mom's in fashion. She's always been in the spotlight. She's had gold Bentleys and red carpets. Now, I know her mom. I'm like, gold Bentleys? Like, wow. I didn't know they were rolling like that. Like, that's
I think they are rolling like that.
They're
that woman's
super
name
rich.
Is everywhere.
Wow.
She's worth like $100 million or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Is that
like,
true?
Yeah.
She's so
Because, I mean, Cynthia
earth.
Rowley, the Home Goods, just
yeah.
like
yeah.
they have
you
carpets
Marshalls.
And
She's Everything. So down to earth. Like, she's so cool and like.
Her West Village place is amazing.
It's like
her home
house.
In the West Village is amazing.
She has a pool.
A pool in her yard.
Wow.
And she, but she's fun and she's like, anyway, her mom's great. Her mom is great. And so she's like, you know what? My mom's been so successful. I want a partner, someone who can help me through falling in love. And I felt very seen by Matt. My mom was such a big success story. I was protective of myself. And it's been hard to get in touch with my emotions. I've never practiced that before. And then he says, what does life look like after this is over? And she says, tonight. And then she means like, no, it looks like tonight. And then I want simple pleasures. And then they had a kiss that was –
not quite like the kiss that Piper had with him. And then she says she was crying and she says, I've had so much love in my life, but I've never been able to find that with a romantic partner. And I thought it was a sweet date.
Yeah. She's too young, though. She's young. What, is she 21?
She's 21.
Yeah, she's 21. And if you're going to go on a show like this, you should have already – you should know your emotions by now.
Before you find your husband.
Yeah.
I like it. I thought that this date card had getting eliminated on the date written all over it. Because, one, it was a half a day date, so she only had a nighttime portion. Yeah. And secondly, she was like, oh, my God, he listened to me. Like, he knows that my mom and I love the kitchen, and now we're going to cook. And it just it sounded like it was doomed from the start. Yeah. But it turned out good. And I think she'll be around for a little bit longer. But
me too. Like,
again, she'll be perfect for paradise.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect for paradise. I think she's still in undergrad. That's young. When I picture myself at 21, like going through this experience, even if I picture myself now, that if I didn't have like all my people that I could bounce off, if I got like thrown or if I got in an altercation with somebody, if I couldn't go talk to my steady Eddies, like by yourself with no internet, nobody to call, like that would be hard, and it would be hard at 21. That's young. Well, overall, before we do, will you guys help me pick the tweet of the week?
Yes. Sure.
Overall, who do you think are going to be top three? Like, who do you think is going to win top three? And then who do you think is going to be the next Bachelorette? I will start with Michael.
Oh, top three. God. I mean,
who's going to win and who's the top three?
I think Rachel's winning. I mean, she's been my number one pick from the
Yes.
So, like, I'm kind of all in. The chemistry with Michelle was, like, I didn't see him like that with any other woman, really. I mean, he seemed really into her.
Yeah.
So I think Michelle's going to go a long way. And then the third, I don't know, it's a toss-up. It really could just be anyone. Because, like, there's so much, like, Piper, he started smooching, like, he was in love with her. And I'm like, but, like, where does she come from? So, like, it literally, like, a lady I've never seen can just pop up next week. And I'll be like, oh, you're here. I guess he's going to pick you.
Okay.
But Rachel all the way.
And who's going to be the next Bachelorette?
MJ.
I feel like MJ would be if the Bachelorette was like on VH1. MJ would be the Bachelorette.
All right, Lance, top three and Bachelorette.
Let's see. Well, I don't really have a top three, but top two. I was really pulling for what's her name we were just talking about, the
Kit.
21-year-old.
Kit. Oh, Kit. Kit.
Kit, yes. I was pulling for Kit from day one because I thought she was cool and like that's the kind of girl I think I would like. But then your girl,
Rachel,
I think is definitely going to win this whole thing.
Okay. All right. Ashley, top three and Bachelorette.
Rachel wins with Bree and Michelle being the other top three. And Bachelorette, I think they'll want it to be Abigail.
Me too.
And we'll see if that actually she gets far enough.
Yeah.
I actually agree. I think Rachel wins, and I agree. I think Bree and Michelle, and I think as long as Abigail can get to hometowns, if Abigail can get to top four, then Abigail will be our Bachelorette. Yeah. Dr. Banana, how do you feel?
I think top three would be Rachel, Abigail, and Bree.
Interesting.
I think Bree, no. God, I think Bree may win. I think she might be an underdog in the end. And then Abigail for Bachelorette, just because I think she would be a great Bachelorette.
Katie.
I feel like every episode, there's like a new top three. Because every single episode, there just seems to be some new girl that he really connects with. But I do feel like Rachel, he has a good connection with Michelle. And then, I mean, after that kiss with Piper, like Piper is up there for me. But okay. I still feel like Bree and Abigail could have a shot, especially because he gave Abigail the group rose. I honestly don't know if I can choose three. I really don't. It's just so hard to tell.
Who is your Bachelorette?
I would love for it to be Abigail. Well, you guys can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Katie and Anna, get ready. We just got the sweetest email. This is from Diane Watson. The subject line is Remember 2016. Dear Arden, Anna, Katie, Padgett, Rob, and all the other lovely guests, I have listened to your podcast for a few years now, despite living in Scotland and being unable to actually watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise franchises. However, I love you and all your guests and find your insight hilarious. Imagine my excitement when I recently discovered all past seasons of all three franchises newly added to a well-known streaming service here in the UK. So, of course, what else to do in a pandemic but binge them all and then re-listen to all of your podcasts from the beginning? I have just finished JoJo's season, and I'm starting BIP season 3. OMG. I now know all about Chad's whistling, and I can see Robbie's falcon hair for myself, all set with the backdrop of the beautiful Nemacolin Woods Resorts. I cannot tell you what joy this brings to me, and I could only think of sharing these snippets with you all and reminding you of the seasons and podcasts gone by. I love listening to your old podcast episodes and hearing you introducing all these now regular guests to each other, knowing how close they will all become. Keep up the Lord's work. Lots of love and stay safe wishes, Diane. How wonderful. Diane, what an email. I love that you've never seen the falcon. Katie, you're leaning forward. What do you have to say to that?
I think it must be really fun to go back and listen and be hearing like, Jerry Traynor, this is Padgett.
Right.
Oh, now they're on together all the time.
I know you're right. Like even like Rob and like how the pairings of these people that quite honestly, there's no one in here that I knew that well at the beginning. Only Steve Heitner. Steve Heitner's the only old friend of mine that I brought in that I knew. Everybody was an acquaintance at best.
Yeah.
And this podcast has been like the friendship maker and the group friend maker. Mm-hmm.
That's so fun. Just,
like Doug didn't come until last fall, and he feels like he's been here for years now. And Jerry wasn't here till last year. Anna, what do you think of that?
It's pretty cool. Like, and it's also like going back and seeing what we were like. We were so fresh. We didn't know. And now we're seasoned veterans.
Oh, my God.
We've lived through all of it.
Oh, my God. Here we go. We love when you guys, we're up to 1.2 stars on, like 1,000.2 stars on iTunes. So we love if you go on Apple Podcasts. If you've never reviewed us before, we would really appreciate that. Here's a new review. This is 5 stars from The Assassin. If QVC sold podcasts, Will You Accept This Rose is a mix of Falling in Love at First Sight with the first Party City model you see at the bar and quoting Maya Angelou while stealing makeup from a Publix in Florida. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll want to kiss Jerry Traynor. Is that
nailed it?
Here's one that was sort of troubling to me. And look, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but this was a 2-star review from MZ and MZ. I don't like Arden, but most of the hosts and guests are funny, especially the male comedians. Arden is obnoxious and constantly interrupts everyone else. She'll also take the side of who she's friends with, Kit and her mom, over what is right. She has zero empathy except for the mean girls on the show. Kit, MJ, Serena C, Jasenia, and obviously Victoria and Anna. She's always on the wrong side. I wish she wasn't the host. Wow. To begin?
Is she saying that you're like defending? Apparently,
this person thinks that I'm. When I read that, I just think, are you even listening to the same podcast? And then it's hard to take personally anybody that just generally prefers men over women as so you don't want to hear Padgett. You don't want to hear Lacey. You don't want to hear Lauren Lapkus. Like,
that's what you start with.
Like, and you start with, I'm obnoxious. Like, well, by the way, there's also like 7 people always on here every podcast. And so you need somebody conducting the train. And sometimes you do have to interrupt just to get it under 4.5 hours because everybody's passionate about it. I'm going to have to say, well, I am the host of this podcast, so maybe you should go listen to another one.
Yeah, this review, that's a no for me. Okay. I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you only like men.
And for that reason, I'm going to – this shark is out. I'm out. You guys, Tweet of the Week. If you want to participate in Tweet of the Week, tweet by midnight, Monday night, Pacific time to myself or Anna Hosnier. My last name is spelled Marine, M-Y-R-I-N. Anna Hosnier, H-O-S-S-N-I-E-H, and do hashtag W-Y-A-T-R. Here's the name of the game. I'm going to read you seven. We're going to narrow it down to two, and then we're going to pick the winner. All right, here we go. This one is by Jenny Hunt at Jenezuela. Every Matt in the entire world just dodged a bullet in an ill-fitting bra.
That's good.
That's a good one. This is from Rebecca Feeney at Feeney. I'm always playful, never malicious, will be a great tagline for Victoria's eventual stint on Real Housewives of Tallahassee County Jail.
That's a good one. I like it. It's very visual. I like it.
I like it. This is from Bachelor Boyfriend at Bachelor Boyfriend 3. I'm ready for the one-on-one date where they shovel shit and the group date where everyone goes shopping.
Good. They're all good.
They're all good. This is from Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. They have all this free time and all this free space, and yet we get these two-on-one chats instead of a proper two-on-one date. Like, get some balls and abandon one of them in the woods. Lee might be there. We haven't seen him in years.
That would be good.
Okay, this is from Mother of Pearl at Burlesque Baker. I'm so relieved the producers didn't send Brittany on the Pretty Woman date, although you might say it was a big mistake, perhaps huge.
Oh, goodness. Okay. That one's good. Yeah. Is that number five?
That was number five. Okay, then we have two more. This is number six. This is from Batch Lawyerette at Batch Lawyerette. This is an MJ quote. I lead by example. I preach peace and harmony, you fucking blue romper bitch. And finally, this is from Seth Vatt at Bassbone One. Victoria better calm down or her boobs are going to pop back into her dress. All right. We're going to narrow it down to two. What do we like? Every Matt in the world dodged a bra.
I like one, two, and six are like really good to me.
One, two, and five are mine.
All right. So I guess it's one and two. I guess we do one and two.
Okay.
All right. Since that was the unanimous part of this. Okay. Here we go. Down to these two. Jenny Hunt at Jenezuela. Every Matt in the entire world just dodged a bullet in an ill-fitting bra. And Rebecca Feeney at Feeney. I'm always playful, never malicious, will be a great tagline for Victoria's eventual stint of Real Housewives of Tallahassee County Jail. One or two, Miss Ashley.
I think two, even though my initial gut was one.
I love this for you. Lance, one or two?
I like the simplicity of one, but two, I mean, it really painted a picture for me.
I see it. Yeah. I just see her going like this.
With like a Publix bag hanging, holding like a Wet and Wild eyeliner. Okay. All right. Michael.
Yes. I mean, personally, my favorite was the MJ bitch one, but I'm going to I'm going to pick two as well.
Okay. All right. Anna.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Real Housewives Tallahassee County Jail.
Okay, Katie.
Yeah, that one as well.
Oh, my God.
Unanimous. Unanimous.
Let's make it unanimous. Rebecca Feeney at Feeney. I'm always playful, never malicious. Would be a great tagline for Victoria's eventual stint on Real Housewives of Tallahassee County Jail. You win.
Good job.
Where can people find you? What would you like to promote, my friend? Thank you so much for doing this podcast.
Oh, I love doing this podcast. It's so much fun. You guys can listen to apparently the Harvard edition of it, which is not always like this. I like this this community college.
It's really fun
to mix it up. Well, come here.
You're excellent at it.
Oh, thanks. But yeah, if you want to listen to my other podcast to recap The Bachelor, that is Almost Famous. I have a girl talk podcast called I Don't Get It. And follow me on Instagram at Ashley_Iaconetti.
I did Almost Famous. It's so great. She and Ben are so lovely. You all, like, if you're not listening to that, you should be. And
Thank you.
It's great. Lance, what would you like to promote?
It's weird promoting anything right now because we've been not working forever. But yeah, you can catch me on the Lance Bass Show where you get your podcasts, and announcing in a week or two, Nick Carter and myself are announcing our new podcast.
Oh my God, you just announced it here. That's so cool.
Yeah, breaking news. Spoiler alert.
We have some, it's really, yeah, it's, I think you'll like it. It's funny. It's kind of needed right now, I think, in the world, and it'll be fun.
And you can catch Lance and I on Amazing Race 2022.
That's right.
The adult diaper. Michael, where can people find you? What would you like to promote?
Well, you know, I'm just promoting myself. I got nothing to burn. No, my art. You can just follow me on Instagram. I post most of my stuff at Michael Turchin Art. And yeah.
My book, Little Miss Little Compton, is available in hardcover. It's available. You can get it on a Kindle. There's an audiobook. They just picked it up from doing a paperback. So hopefully when the paperback comes out, hopefully the world will be open and I can go on tour, which I wasn't able to do. So you can get that. And I'm on Instagram at Artamarine, M-Y-R-I-N. And Anna and I have our Patreon where we're doing we're almost finished with Bachelorette New Zealand. We'll be doing Bachelor in Paradise Australia, which is a joy. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing that. Anna, anything you want to promote?
Yeah, just keep the tweets of the weeks coming at Anna Hosnier on Twitter.
By the way, dogs are very on brand for our podcast. We are all animal fiends. Katie, what would you like to promote?
I am KT_money on Twitter and Instagram, and it's cold out right now. So if you have any gently used or new blankets, hats, jackets, anything that could help keep people warm, please donate it to your local shelter for those in need.
Well, you guys, stay safe, wear a mask, have some fun, be nice to one another. We will be back next week for another edition of Will You Accept This Rose? Bye.
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 Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Accept this rose into your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.